Movies on Friday and the Oscar show is on Sunday night this weekend, which means our weekly movie date with Christian Meinzer and Rafer Guzman stretches into a weekend sleepover, right, guys?
That's right.
The best weekend sleepover ever, yeah.
Christian Meinzer is culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast, and Rafer Guzman, in addition to being a co-host of the Movie Date podcast, is a film critic for Newsday. Welcome, as always, and congratulations, and we've got some big congratulations to give you because of your special that's coming up. We'll talk about that in just a moment, but let's begin with the politics as we head into Oscar weekend. It appears that The Favorite, or The Favorite for Best Director, or that Argo has some kind of momentum that didn't exist when we talked about that film months ago. What do you make of this, Kristen?
Well, I think it's a great film. I know that Rafer doesn't like this movie or appreciate it at all, but it's a great caper. It's got some great historical details. It's such a fun, crowd-pleasing movie, and they've also just done a great job of marketing it.
That's what I want to talk about. So what have they done? Ben Affleck went to everybody's house and cooked them dinner. What happened, Rafer?
I think when you've got a movie star who's handsome, likable, and personable, and he's a real A-list guy.
And got ditched by the Academy over the town.
A little sympathy vote there for Ben Affleck. Yep. But, you know, you put him out there and, you know, make him do the rounds, you've got a pretty good campaign going. He's been the public face of Argo, and I think it's really worked for him. I do like the film. I just didn't necessarily think it was the best film of the year.
And this was what always happens. You've also got the narrative of Steven Spielberg trying to win an award for something that's not Schindler's Listy, right?
Yeah, and it's definitely an arms race. This happens before the Oscars every year. You have the movies campaigning, you have actors campaigning. A couple years ago, Melissa Leo was criticized heavily for very, very overtly campaigning to win Best Actress. Or was it Supporting Actress?
I think it was Supporting Actress.
Yeah, and you know what? It didn't hurt her in the end. She still won. So campaigning doesn't hurt. So I think in Hollywood it's fine.
Lincoln versus Argo in the the Best Picture category, 6 of the 9 films have budgets over $100 million, and one is like a record on the low end.
Absolutely. And I'd love to see an underdog win. And it would be great to see that little underdog Beast of the Southern Wild say, you know what? It doesn't matter how much money you spent. We made a good movie.
Jessica Chastain will win Best Actress, do you think, Rafer?
I think not. Jessica Chastain for Zero Dark Thirty. I thought she would initially, but the momentum now seems to be behind Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook. Although the one thing I like about this category, possible spoiler from Emmanuel Riva, who won the BAFTA just recently.
For Amour.
And now there are some Oscar pundits who are switching their votes to her. So could be a little excitement in the race.
Underdogs and dark horses, so to speak, are kind of the theme of your special, which, in keeping with the weekend sleepover theme, you've titled it Oscar Totally Naked?
Oh, absolutely. Not only because of the sleepover aspect, but because we're trying to reveal everything. And remember, little Oscar himself doesn't wear any clothes either.
Yeah, that is true. He's got a kind of a gold birthday suit on, we would call it. Well, let's hear an excerpt from Oscar Totally Naked, a special on the Oscars starring Rafer and Kristen that will be airing all over the public radio system all weekend long. Here.
When I was nominated the first time, a documentary filmmaker came up to me and she said something that was really helpful. She said, "This is going to feel like you're going to the moon. You are going to get into a spaceship, you are going to put on a seatbelt, and you are going to take off to a planet that has nothing to do with your regular life."
Feet back a little closer to the hatch.
As you're going, they shut down streets. Wow. Like, I may get in front of 40 million people in front of 200 countries and have 30 seconds to say something. And then there's the sound of the helicopters. Because as you get closer and closer to the Kodak Theater, the helicopters are hovering and there's tons of security and there are people waving wands under the limos to make sure there's no bombs. And you get out onto this red carpet. And my publicist would say to the photographers, "Cynthia Wade, short documentary." And they would just look at me and say, "We're good."
Produced by our own director, Jay Cowett. That's Cynthia Wade, director of one of the nominees. So you're going to give a showcase to the documentarians, eh, Rafer?
Yeah, well, we thought it'd be nice to showcase some of the unsung heroes, some of the people that don't normally get much attention at the Oscars. And Cynthia Wade was one of them, and she was a lot of fun to talk to.
And you hope that your special goes viral, but this has already gone viral, and it's showcased in your special.
History shows the longer winners talk, the less interesting they become. But if you're staring at a piece of paper, all they are seeing is your bald spot. So if you're thinking of thanking your agent and your publicist and the guys on the grip truck and the guys on the prop truck and, of course, the hair, memorize something memorable. Crack us up or touch our hearts or be inspiring, intriguing, or compelling. Act like an editor and cut it down. So use a little of that Oscar-winning creativity to make your speech entertaining.
What is it, two-time, three-time Oscar winner Tom Hanks helping out the winners?
Is it, 30 or 40 times at this point?
Who's counting?
Well, congratulations on your special. It sounds very exciting. Oscar Totally Naked with Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman, our Movie Date folks. And you can also re-listen to that show at moviedate.org. Is that correct?
That's right.
All right, follow Kristen's live tweets on Oscar night as well. In advance of the Oscars, we've created a movie trailer. You've been a part of all of this based on your life stories. You guys helped, actually, with this, too, Rafer and Kristen. We asked you all to finish this sentence that starts, "In a world." And you tweeted your sentence using the hashtag "In a world" and left some messages for us at 8778MyTake. And this is what we did with it.
In a world.
In a world.
In a world.
In a world.
Dominated by male rock and rollers, groupies, and con artists.
We are not groupies.
We're dorks. Our scene is weak.
Get those nerds! Nerds! Nerds!
Where pregnant ducks are protected by law,
a young girl makes her way as a sound engineer.
The young woman is stalked by a stranger on a subway.
A grown attorney.
The New York Jedi.
Adventure? Excitement? Jedi craves not these things.
Follows her from car to car.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
She ducks into a coffee shop to evade him.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
He joins her.
Wielding his lightsaber in fantastic ways.
The Force will be with you. Always.
She becomes intrigued.
Then they take a walk together to the banks of the Hudson under the GW Bridge.
And so,
in a world where people are losing the ability to communicate except through technology,
failure to communicate,
she finally realizes that her only chance for survival is kindness.
I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
And
to inspire all of fandom.
In a world where your voices can become parts of fantastic radio, we just call it The Takeaway right here. Thanks to Alan in Brooklyn, New York, Crystal in Chicago, Amy in Corvallis, Oregon, Larry in Brooklyn, Kim in Hellendale Beach, Florida, Lisa in Nutley, New Jersey, Flynn in Brooklyn, New York, and Ashley in Dallas, Texas. As always, share your stories with us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Could we make a movie out of those, you guys?
Oh, absolutely.
With the pregnant ducks? Absolutely.
Yeah. You got that script? You're
going
to send it out to Hollywood? Get CAA to take a look at it? All right. We'll have a meeting with Kristen and Rafer. Congratulations, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks so much. Happy
we
Oscars.
We want you to get an early jump on all our conversations. Be a part of our listener response network. Sign up to get our texts. One text per day. Just text the word START to 69866. That's START to 69866. Have a great weekend. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.